It's a film called Keep On Keeping On, and it sort of documents, I think, the last 4 years, and it's a portrait sort of the great trumpeter Clark Terry.
Uh-huh.
And it shows his history, and also sort of covers our relationship. I've known Clark for the last 8 years. I've been a student of his.
No kidding.
And the film sort of shows our relationship over these last few years.
He is still playing, or not so much?
More singing now.
More
than
singing
playing.
Than playing. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because I know he's well up in years. He's, 94 or something?
93. He'll be 94 in December.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A great favorite of mine out of the Ellington Band from way back when, among numerous other credits to Clark Terry's long career. So how did you happen to meet Clark Terry?
So I decided to go to study jazz at William Patterson University in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And there I met a lot of great teachers, great faculty, great musicians. And while I was there, one of the other students that I met was this drummer named Alan Hicks from Australia.
Uh-huh.
He met Clark actually at the Blue Note maybe a couple years before then, and had grown very close with Clark and the family, Clark and Gwen. And at the time, Clark was losing his sight due to diabetes.
Uh-huh.
And he was having a tough time with it. So Al thought it might be a good idea. He just met me, this blind, young blind.
I was going to say, we ought to point out to who aren't aware of that, that Justin is, in fact, blind.
Yes, totally blind since age 11. So Al thought it would be a good idea for me to meet Clark and sort of share with him my experiences after losing my sight completely, and sort of giving him a little encouragement as well. So I went over to the house, and first was just like, wow, at Clark Terry's house, and got a chance to talk to him and sort of share my experiences. And that was sort of the beginning of, I guess, this 8-year relationship that I'm so blessed to have been able to have. He's obviously an incredible musician. Like you said, with Count Basie, Ellington, doing the Tonight Show, with Johnny Carson, and then becoming this great teacher, but he's such an incredible person, one of the most beautiful people I've ever met, for
that
sure.
That is very cool.
I am blind, and with me in the studio is my seeing eye dog, Candy, and every time we go down to visit Clark, he says, "Where's Candy girl?" And he sings it every time, the song Candy.
Picture that is coming up, Keep On Keeping On, with Clark Terry. You have a relationship with Quincy Jones as well. How did that come about? Is that
I don't know how to say this. It's sort of captured in the film.
Okay. So but, is that that's a, I don't want, you know, want to be a plot spoiler.
I guess
here
I could say this, the remarkable thing, the connection sort of is that Quincy was Clark's first student back in the 40s.
Oh, okay. I knew Quincy was a trumpet player. I didn't realize he had learned from Clark Terry.
He was 13 years old, and when Clark visited Seattle, Quincy bugged him, said, "I want lessons. I want you to give me trumpet lessons." And Clark's thing was, "Man, I'm going to bed when you get up, you know, and I don't know if this is going to work out." But Quincy was persistent, and they finally worked it out where Quincy would go over to Clark's hotel room, get a lesson probably about 6:30, before Clark went to bed and before Quincy went to school. And that was the beginning of their relationship. And
oh my God.
Sort of we our paths crossed about 68 years later.
Yeah. Justin Coughlin, you got another tune for us.
Yeah, this is a tune I wrote. Actually ended up being sort of the theme of the movie. It's called Exodus. Thank you.